T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Kiefer's a nice guy.
Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah.
Right.
Screw you.
Right.
We don't need you.
Stupid
jerk.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
You're not God or my father or my boss.
If you want to keep up with the so-called attack squirrel, be sure to follow it on Twitter.
Say, can you see?
I have real daggers. The plastic ones I can twirl.
Here we go. It's a Tuesday at noon 30. That means it's time for Kiefer Madness. And Dale, this
Should I give you a historical note for today?
Yeah.
It might
help. If you would like to.
Well, 50 years ago today.
Yes.
Apollo 11 took off from Cape Canaveral.
Okay.
I didn't say where it went. I said it took off.
Took off. Fair enough.
A lot of people saw it take off.
All right.
I'm just saying 50 years ago today that happened.
Good. Happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dale, this story is sweeping not only the nation, not only the world, but perhaps the universe.
Whoa.
We discussed it a little bit yesterday, what's going on at Area 51. It all started on Facebook, which, first of all, surprised just how many people are still on Facebook.
Hey.
Shout out to the Facebook
users out
there.
How do you keep up with your high school classmates otherwise?
I don't know. I text them.
Oh,
I'm still friends with 4 kids from high school, I talk to them on text. That's all I really need to do. But this is really getting going, and let's just jump into it. We got people from Australia weighing in on what's happening here, Area 51.
Now, it's an area shrouded by plenty of mystery and supposedly containing aliens. Area 51 has long been off limits to the public, guarded by armed soldiers. Well, now more than 750,000 people have signed up to storm the top secret military base in the Nevada desert. The Facebook event called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us, tells participants to meet at the Area 51 Tourist Centre and simply just run at the base in an attempt to find the aliens and expose all the secrets. It's set to take place at 3 a.m. on September 20.
And that has been updated. There's over 1 million people that have signed
this. They're all going to show
up. They are super excited.
Can I just say this, too?
Yes.
The Australian accent is my favorite.
It's a great accent.
In all the world.
It really does help.
I mean, she could sell me anything with that accent.
If we were to send a representative of the human race to meet the aliens, it should probably be an Australian.
Oh, let her be the one who talks to them.
Yes, I think that'd be great. All right, so we want to know, what is the mission statement for this group that is going to be storming Area 51?
The mission appears to be, quote, see them aliens.
See them aliens?
Wait a minute. Yeah, pretty much, if you wanted to boil it down.
Is the mission statement grammatically correct?
It's pretty much.
Quote, see them aliens.
See them aliens.
Quote. We're quoting here, Dale.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Quote, see them aliens. A reference to the fact that many believe Area 51 to be a secret alien holding site.
Right.
Newsweek reports the event presents the idea of people around the globe invading the site on September 20th via a Naruto run.
Now,
let me bring in Chris Scheim here for a minute.
A
Naruto run is?
So Naruto is how it's actually pronounced.
Forgive my ignorance.
How he said it.
Forgive my ignorance on the subject.
Oh, the other guy said it wrong.
He also said it wrong. He said Naruto.
Via a Naruto run.
Yeah, it's Naruto. Naruto is an anime character. He's a ninja.
Yes!
And he runs with his head forward and his arms back like this.
So that's how we're attacking this thing?
Yeah.
We're going into Area 51.
A million people in the desert all looking like idiots running like this?
So your arms back should be more aerodynamic, I assume.
Leading
exactly.
With your head.
Exactly
head
like that.
That's
head
dangerous.
Out, face forward, arms back.
That is super dangerous.
Via a Naruto run.
So that's the mission statement, Dale. First of all, we're going to find them aliens.
See them aliens.
See them aliens.
Quote, See them aliens.
See them aliens. That's what we're going to do. Now, because this has gotten so much attention, over a million people have signed up. It's both a Facebook group and a Facebook event. The Air Force had to weigh in on this. Yeah.
In an official statement to the Washington Post, spokeswoman Laura McAndrew saying that Area 51 is, quote, an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would discourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. Adding, quote, the U.S. Air Force always stands ready to protect America and its assets, end quote.
End quote.
End quote.
There you go. They're gonna protect it because they know there's something there.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, how many people total are going to show up in the desert with their arms back?
Doing a Naruto run? I don't know. Over under a million right now.
I think more than you expect.
Yeah, no,
I think
yes. Way less yes. than you expect.
It's the summer, Dale. What else are people doing? Now you get a
trip. It's a little hot out there.
Oh, no, that's actually not true. It's September, right? They're playing the event now, but they're going to do it.
But everybody will be back
September.
From vacation, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you probably are curious of what New York DJ Mike Adam.
I was just wondering that.
What Mike Adam had to say about all this.
I have so many questions. Like, why do these people think the government doesn't have Facebook and won't be aware of this thing? And also, on the event, it says from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. on September 20th. Like, do we have a hard out at 6 a.m.? If we can't free these aliens within 3 hours, that's it. We're just like, well, that was a good try, and we quit. I also think it's important to note that the last person that was caught on the grounds of Area 51 was shot dead earlier this year, so maybe we should rethink this thing.
Oof. So that sort of takes a little wind out of our sails.
There's so many unanswered questions.
There's a lot.
About the aliens, but what's the lifespan for aliens?
Sean?
We don't know. It could be anywhere from
a million years.
See, my question is, are we assuming they're alive? Here in Area 51, are there corpses, alien corpses?
What could be both. Could be a combination.
Are there alien children? Have they been breeding out there?
I think they lay eggs.
I don't know
that for sure, but that's another reason to go. That's another reason
we got
to
find out. How do they reproduce?
So this was the description on the Facebook page. We finna invade Area 51.
Finna? Did they say finna?
I'm just reading it verbatim, Dale. We finna invade Area 51, uncover the lost secrets, find out if Tupac's still alive, who killed Biggie, does Wendy's really serve fresh, never frozen,
what?
Who framed Roger Rabbit, and more. We all over the place with the strength of Kyle's and the speed of Naruto runners. No Area 51 worker can stand in our way.
No.
We all want the same goal. To bleep some bleep alien bleep.
Well, as long as we've got a definitive mission statement.
So I think what honestly happened here is, my opinion is Bob Lazar, who actually worked on these flying saucers, and you can watch a documentary on Netflix right now. It's kind of a slog. There's some really weird Mickey Rourke narration in there. Yeah, the actor, the wrestler. It's kind of weird, but the information is fascinating.
Was he sober when he did it or not?
Not sure, no. Yeah. I would venture to guess no.
No, probably not.
But so that has really gotten a lot of people's attention. Plus, Bob Lazar did a podcast with Joe Rogan last week and was really informative, and he was on there for a while. So I think that's getting a lot of people's attention again. And so this started on Facebook, and I think some people clearly kind of tongue-in-cheek. But then a lot of serious people also really got involved. And they want to get in there. It's the Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. Although the Air Force is, I guess, trying to let you know that
maybe line
they
right
can.
There was not written by the guy who wrote the mission statement.
No, probably not. No. Now, here is popular YouTuber Jason Baker.
Popular?
YouTuber Jason Baker discussing the situation.
I understand that this generation, this society is going off the deep end, but I went online today and I seen an entire thing about 500,000 of y'all have signed a petition to go storm an area that we don't even know if exists. And do you understand that y'all going to, if it does exist, y'all going to one of the most secure facilities on the face of the earth? Why do y'all want to find aliens so bad? Didn't y'all see what happened in Independence Day, man? I don't want no monster with an octopus arm to wrap his thing around my neck and make me say things I really want to say.
I mean, there's a chance, you know, the octopus arm.
He sounds like that Philadelphia sports fan guy who's always swearing and yelling at stuff.
Oh, that guy?
He sort of sounds like that guy a little bit.
EDP, a little bit.
Why do y'all want to find aliens so bad? Didn't y'all see what happened in Independence Day, man? I don't want no monster with an octopus arm to wrap his thing around my neck and make me say things I really want to say.
No.
So we'll see, Dale. I don't know.
Make me write bad checks.
September, they're gonna go, and they're going to try to find out if they can,
quote, see them aliens.
All right, I got to ask you now,
yeah,
because we've had this discussion in
the
past. It was one of the very first things that that I learned about you.
Yes.
Do you think there are aliens?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. And I kind of think that it is illogical to assume that this is the only place in the universe where there are living things.
Yes, right. And that's my point.
Right.
It's just so massive that there has to be something else.
You don't think the Apollo 11 mission, which was 50 years ago today, went to the moon?
Oh, yeah. Dale, listen. Things have been to the moon, just not us. Them aliens might be there.
Them aliens might be there. On a Naruto run of their own up there.
Also, a shout out to Tara Louise, who made this alien theme song.
Sounds like every rejoiner music
it
tune
is.
That Chris Shine plays.
Puts. Yeah, yeah. He knows Tara Louise.
It's great music.
Dude, a Naruto run.
So let's play it out. Let's say that the Area 51 has all the aliens there, okay?
Uh-huh.
What do you think these Naruto running nitwits are going to do when they get there?
I don't know. I can't imagine you have a whole lot of defense. You just get absolutely
annihilated, right?
Naruto run.
I can't imagine. It's
if they're alive,
well,
I have a hard time believing we could hold them. So let's assume they're dead.
Yes.
Let's assume that, you know, happened.
But do you think there is any alien, either aliens or alien craft at Area 51? I feel like where there's a lot of smoke, there's fire in these situations, Dale. So I say yes to alien stuff being there.
Yeah, I think that there might be something there.
Yeah, okay, good.
I mean,
we're all on the same page.
Stuff
100%.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of alien technology that we are unaware of.
Yes.
Why do y'all want to find aliens so bad?
It's a legitimate question because, I mean, once you get there, it's like, now what do you do?
Because wouldn't you say, and I think Rogan might have mentioned this in the podcast, wouldn't you say the two biggest questions ever are, like, what happens when you die and are we alone? Those are, like, the two big, I mean, there are a lot of other questions, like, what am I going to have for lunch? Like, what, you know, things like that. But the two biggest
questions.
Why
won't she go out with me?
That was the one. There was no answer to that, Dale.
I never asked that question.
Yeah,
I know the answer.
You don't want to know too much. But there you go. We will keep you up to date on if they end up storming this bad
September
boy.
September 20th, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, so we'll discuss it.
Here, I'm going to set the over-under number for you, Shyam. 13 people will show up.
I'm taking the over.
Ready
I'm
to do
oh, way over, way
ready
over.
To do the Naruto
Steven
run.
Alien.
Way over.
And by the way, can I just point out to the Naruto running nitwits?
Via a Naruto run.
Yeah. Can I point out that it's the U.S. Air Force. They got missiles and guns and stuff.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand.
If they don't want you in, you're not getting in.
I also think it's important to note that the last person that was caught on the grounds of Area 51 was shot.
Yeah, well, there's that.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
I mean, they've got guns and stuff.
I know.
If they don't want you in, I don't care how much your head is down and your arms are back.
It's a good attack pose, isn't it? I wish I'd run around like that. That's good. So there you go, Dale. There's the madness today, updating on storming Area 51.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number, nitwits. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.